Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Welcome to all Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe with you. Hour number 3 of the Regular Joe Show. No, why is he laughing? Why do people say, why are you laughing sometimes when you come in from a commercial break? Well, in this particular case, I'm laughing at myself. I tried to take a quick drink of my very hot coffee in my thermo mug. It's in my Biden for Nursing Home 2024 thermal mug, which, by the way, is very wonderful. I mean, it has a cap on it. And so I don't know how this just happened, because I somehow managed to get splashback on my glasses and in my eye as I was coming in from the... But either way, that's why I'm laughing, because I can laugh at myself. Welcome. It is hour number 3. Would love to hear from you. 888-737-1737. 888-737-1737. We're going to talk about the campus chaos, Trump in Michigan and Wisconsin. What do the Democrats have to say, if anything? And has Kristi Noem taken bad all the way to worse? She came out last night to try to clarify the story about her 14-month-old dog. She's not helping. As a matter of fact, she may have admitted what it's really all about, and that makes it even worse. We'll get into all of that in just a moment. But it is my obligation and duty to tell you it's 7 minutes after the hour, which means right now in Bali, Indonesia, it is 11:07 p.m. In London, 4:07 p.m. On the Ivory Coast, 3:07 p.m. And in New York City, it's 11:07 a.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, TM. The Regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is at the top of each and every broadcast hour, to ensure that one can't possibly claim they were not properly informed to the true nature of the crooked as a rat's hind leg, the scum and villainy that is the Biden crime family. Those just a few of the number of locations they have traded influence for money at your and my expense. Well, hello, much to get into this hour. Of course, we would always love to have you be a part of it. By dialing or texting 888-737-1737. 888-737-1737. That is the number. Or emails joe@regjoeshow.com. Now, where do I have further good news? I had it. There it is. I knew I printed it out. You may recall that on October 6th, 2020, so this is prior to the 2020 elections, Joe Biden tweeted the following statement: I give you my word, if I am elected president or installed, but either way, I will marshal the ingenuity and goodwill of this nation to turn division into unity and to bring us together. Now, we have mocked this for years, not many in talk radio conservatives, but ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you that in the hearing of my voice, Joe Biden's promise has finally been fulfilled. It is true. This is not me being hyperbolic. It happened at the University of Alabama. You had pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas forces and groups, and you had pro-Israel groups. And damn, if Joe Biden didn't do it, he brought them together. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Unity has been achieved by Joe Biden himself, the sacrificial lamb. Both sides chanting FJB, F Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon. They didn't actually let's go, Brandon. They went with the original, the original and the special one. Now, that being said, I mean, he did promise unity. And as Mr. Unity, as your resident Mr. Unity, I do have to tell you that he has achieved something special, has he not, ladies and gentlemen? He has brought together two divergent forces that you could never think would be on the same page. But for about 20 seconds yesterday at the University of Alabama, they were, in fact, on the exact same page. They were, and look, that's good news, ladies and gentlemen. Wherever we can find unity, it is good news. Now, Joe Biden has been utterly silent on what's been going on college campuses around our nation, painfully silent. He has been pressured now into saying something, and as we speak, he just took to the lectern in the White House. Let's dip in, hear what he's saying.
Always defend free speech, and I will always be just as strong in standing up for the rule of law. That's my responsibility to you, the American people, my obligation to the Constitution. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, have the protests forced you to reconsider any of the policies with regard to the region?
No. Thank you.
Mr. President, do you think the National Guard should intervene?
So he took...
No.
Okay, so he took 1.5 questions.
Wow. Okay.
So they were just going to pull back out of it. He gave a statement. Started at the top of the hour, so we didn't get the whole thing. We'll have it tomorrow. Someone said, is this going to make you change policy? He said, no. And then he promptly starts to walk away. As someone said, should the National Guard be called in? Without breaking, well, I would say stride, but shuffle, not even looking back, he just goes, no. And then they quickly shoo him out of the room. Now, I didn't hear the fullness of what he had to say. I imagine it was the standard nonsense that he offers most of the time. But the fact remains that he and all the Democrats have been absolutely silent. Well, there's been a few members of Congress that have spoken up, but for the most part, have been utterly silent. There's been no leadership from him, Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, any of the leadership, particularly Jewish members of the Democratic leadership. So you've got to wonder if they, and again, 71% of Americans across the board. We'll get into it a little bit later this hour. We have audio from one of the moms. We'll tell you what Joe Biden was talking about yesterday was not on anyone's radar screen, except for Joe Biden and their effort to tell women how to think. So we'll get to that. But first, we do have one other piece of good news. Well, technically two. So it's bad news if you're a part of the United Methodist Church. It's good news if you want separation from the wheat and the chaff. In 1984, the United Methodist Church had a vote that banned LGBTQ members from joining its community, joining its clergy, rather, on a vote of 692-51. I'm sorry, that was, on an earlier vote, The vote, though, yesterday to repeal that ban was 692-51, officially making it a case that members of the LGBTQ community can now be practicing active members of the clergy in the United Methodist Church. Good luck with that. I guess as long as I'm just going to leave it. I don't It's not good news from the point of view of what they're doing to theology, but separating the wheat from the chaff, let your yes be yes, your no be no. Well, from that point of view, not so bad. Now, here's another one for you. People, I've talked about it recently a couple times. Dear, dear friends that I've lost in the past few months to cancer, others in just different parts of life. Everyone knows someone that they've lost to cancer. It's a terrible malady. It's certainly one that I believe they could actually find ways to end if they wanted to, but it's very, very lucrative not to solve it. But then lo and behold, I want to introduce you to your savior, Albert Bourla. Now, if you're thinking, I know that name. Yes, you do. He is the CEO of Pfizer. He was on the Klayman Countdown on Fox Business, touting how wonderful they were in creating the jab. Did I mention we have an event on the jab next week? That you should attend Physicians for Freedom, where they expose the truth about the jab. Well, in Albert Bourla's world, they saved the world from COVID, and they're not stopping there.
Moving ahead, for us, it's just continue executing in the five things that we are going to make the difference this year. Seagen acquisition and oncology, it is what it is, our new COVID. So we did what we did with COVID. We are very proud. We saved the world. But it is behind us now. We want to do once more. And I think oncology is our best chance to do it.
Well, there you have it. The Count himself, alive and well. Doesn't sound like, I'd like to count. One, two, three. He is going to save the world from cancer just as well as they saved the world from COVID with the mRNA jab. And with this piece of news, I give you this. British pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca admitted in court documents for the first time that its COVID-19 shot could cause blood clotting side effects. The company is facing accusations that its vaccine contributed to the death or impairments of more than 50 people in the United Kingdom whose families are suing the pharmaceutical giant. In the United States, of course, they are protected from such suits because we're idiots and we're suckers. But either way, take that for what you will. Now, I wanted to get to the phones, but with the interruption there of Joe Biden's statement, tell you what, we're going to take a break. Lynn, you're going to be up first right after the break. You can be a part of it. 888-737-1737. Be right back.
The Regular Joe Show.